1-800-449-8686. The world famous Phil Hendry Show.
So what had? Then what happened?
Got the birthday present, and you know, I drive a pickup truck as a Dodge, and it is a truck that has served me very well, and in the work that I do.
You're a carpenter, cabinet maker?
Not a cabinet maker, Phil. I do interior, I do cabinet work, I do indoor cabinet work, I do furniture design, I do some framing carpentry, I do, I pour cement. I mean, I do framing for cement. This is pretty much what I do. But I mean, I've got.
And you have a toolbox and everything on the truck, so you're using it for work.
I use it for work. Now, the only drawback to all of this, of course, is it is a truck that I drive every day, and that people see you. And they identify you with that, and they, will say, well, there goes a working man. Now, the Cuthberts are a family that have lived near us ever since really they moved in. We moved in about the same time, and they had Janine, who was their little three-year-old when they moved in, and she's now a teenage girl. And, it's just a shock to see her driving a brand new pickup truck for her 17th birthday, which is the exact same model that I own, you know, and that it tends to bother you a little bit.
Her folks got her 17th birthday. At least it wasn't her 16th birthday. They got her a truck because you live up in Palmdale, right?
That's correct. Yes.
All right, and that's Palmdale is I've always thought of Palmdale Lancaster as a truck driving country.
There's a lot of, more or less, a lot of blue-collar kind of workers up here. I mean, we do have a number of people own their own businesses, own their own construction businesses, and we got a lot of contracted business here. But I've always felt that when a man works for a living driving a pickup truck, it's his primary vehicle, and then a family decides to give one to their kid as a birthday present, and they live right next door to you. You suddenly see them in a different light, and that's why I've had a difficult time, and I'm not sure how to confront them on this.
What is it that is bothering you? That she's driving the truck?
Well, yes. That it's not that she's driving a truck, or that they got her a truck. That they got her a car. They got her a truck. And so something that I use to work and I take to work, and that I use, I carry my tools, I carry all my I carry everything in this. Now here's a little 17-year-old girl driving one, and suddenly it doesn't look like quite the vehicle that it is. It
looks like something just any 17-year-old kid could be driving.
Yeah, it looks like something any 17-year-old kid could be driving. It's another kid you see, especially at the high school here, you see a lot of boys driving trucks. And that's something you just have to deal with. You have to kind of, you have to sort of just chalk that up to the parents and you know, how ignorant they are. But when they give one to a girl, a young girl, who, you know, there's really no reason, in other words, for a young girl.
Well, what's the reason for a young boy to have one?
There's no reason for a young boy to have one. I guess the only difference is, young boy having one, he's male. When a girl gets a pickup truck for her birthday, and she lives right next door to a man who makes his living in part using a pickup truck, it diminishes what I do. It minimizes what I do. It almost mocks me making a living with a pickup truck when she gets in it every morning to go off to school. And the only thing she's carrying in that is, you know, I don't know, maybe she's throwing a book bag in there. So it made me angry. And I guess the reason...
Well, I mean, when you were talking to Tom, you said you felt bad because of this incident where you dumped 2 tons of cement into the flatbed?
That was not anything that I had pre-planned. I had... some of the people came over from Rinker. We had some liquid cement, and I had gotten angry, yeah.
And so you had this truck go over to where her truck was and dump cement?
Yeah. And it was wrong. I understand that. But
all right, well, why are you calling me? You know?
Well, I suppose in a lot of ways it is to
To get it off your chest, I understand. I mean, at some point, you're going to have to make restitution, aren't you?
I can't do that now. No, I can't.
You can't go over there and say it was me who did it?
No, I couldn't do that. No, I mean, because that's... I mean, maybe the next day I could say it was a mistake, but 3 days later. The best thing I can do is... And I don't want to do it, but the best thing I could do is just say that one of the... they were doing some work here at the end of the street, and one of the Mexicans did it. Not one of the Mexicans, but one of these workers.
Oh, that's great, man. Yeah, right in the middle of our immigration problems. Let's have a...
Well, I don't want to do that, but I can't go over there and say I did it. See?
Well, you dumped cement into the back of this kid's truck because you were angry that a girl had a pickup truck who lived next door to you, and you're a man, and...
Well, I'm a working man, and I have a contracting license. In other words, it makes sense that I got a truck. It doesn't make any sense she does. And these parents that buy their kids' trucks, what is the statement that they're making? The statement they're making is, yeah, I know you work for a living, and I know you work hard for a living, but guess what? My girl drives a truck, too. So, why, you know, do you see them getting her a Cadillac? No. Do you see them getting her a Mercedes-Benz? No, because they don't want her driving the same car that they do, because that makes their dad, that would make the man in that family look like he's nothing. But they don't mind getting her a truck, so I look like I'm no one. And that's the point I'm making.
All right, you've joined the Phil Hendry Show here this evening. I'm sorry, folks, to kind of identify the show late, but I'm talking to this man, Mr. Amarca, in Lancaster, California. Our number is 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. What kind of truck do you have?
I've got a Dodge. I've got an extended cab Dodge. It's a good-sized truck, and she got the exact same truck for
her 17th birthday, this kid next door.
Right.
Well, what you did was, in the middle of the night one night, you got angry and dumped concrete in there?
Yeah.
Into the flatbed of her truck. They never did find out who did it, right?
No, sir, they have not. But,
You're feeling bad about that? I mean, I would if,
Yeah, I'm feeling very bad about it, but I can't go to them now and say I did it.
Well, I don't think that it's a good idea to go to them and say, hey, you know, these guys working at the end of the street, they did it. I mean, why get other guys in trouble for it, you know?
Well, I understand that, but we do have an immigration problem. People are not feeling all that good about the number of illegals in our country. I don't feel good about the number of illegals in our country, I can tell you that. I am not going to feel bad if I say to her father, I saw these Mexicans up here dump that cement.
But you did, man. And why, even if the guy's illegal and you don't know that he is...
Oh, believe me, these guys up there working the job at the end of my street?
Yeah.
There's not a legal one among them. There's not a legal one among them. I'll tell you that right now.
You're going to get those guys in trouble because you had a problem with a girl having a truck. Isn't that the issue? Isn't that...
What is?
Well, isn't it the issue that you got a problem with a 17-year-old girl having the same truck that you do? Seems a little weird, man.
Well, no, it's not weird, Mr. Hendry. If I don't want to ask you what kind of car you drive, but just imagine the car that you drive, and you head out of your house every day, and then you see some kid from across the street driving the exact same car to high school.
I figure he's got a rich, you know, he's got rich parents.
Oh, no, you wouldn't. I mean,
you're right. It would be in a very extravagant thing to give a kid, but.
Well, that's what I'm saying. But not only that, but it minimizes what you did in your life, worked yourself to where you got to have something like that, and now here comes this kid out of the garage with the same car you got. And in my case, the truck signifies a lot more. It signifies a certain work ethic. Yeah, it signifies a certain masculinity, I guess. I don't know, but... and it's saying I've got the name of my company on the side of my truck. Now she comes out, she's going to school with cheerleaders and whatever they do, and they're all in the truck with their, you know, everything that they're, you know, they got all the multicolored things they take in my truck.
So it's, you said it's mocking.
It mocks what I do, yeah.
Let me, we're going to take a break. I'm going to take a phone call here from Carol, 1-800-449-8686. Go ahead.
Hi, Phil. I'm just shocked that this guy has got this attitude about a girl driving a truck. You, I'm going to get my kid a truck, and the reason I want him to have a truck is because it's a safer vehicle, and he can't haul as many of his friends around. So for a girl to drive a truck, you know, I think that's very demeaning to women. I mean, I should be able to drive. I drive a Tahoe.
Why?
So what?
Why? Why do you drive a truck? I don't understand why you drive a truck. Why you drive a truck?
Because it's a safer, I feel.
No, it's not safer.
Taller.
No, you feel it.
Safer.
It's not. First of all, it's a gas guzzler. Second of all, you got your kids running around all over the place with their friends in it, burning up gas. You know, best thing to get a kid is a car that's going to conserve gas. But why you want to mock me?
I am not mocking you.
Yeah, you are. If I get a truck and then you buy your kid the same thing I've got, you're saying,
no, I'm
guess
not
what?
What
you do for a living isn't all that special.
Why do you take that personally, though, is my question, you know?
Why wouldn't I take it? But right next door to me?
All right, Carol, 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Going straight to the hot place. The Phil Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Austin, tell me what kind of... We're talking to a gentleman in the Lancaster area tonight who has involved in a dispute with a neighbor. This concerned a truck that you bought, that your next-door neighbor bought for his daughter. Now, can you tell me the truck that you own?
Yes, sir. I've got a Dodge Ram. I got a 3500, okay? I got a 4x2. It's a nice truck, all right? I got the Mega Cab on this. A Hemi engine. I mean, this is bucket seats. I got a hydroform frame. This is a sweet truck. It's not the most expensive truck out there, but it's about a 35. You know, with everything on it, it's around a $45,000 truck.
And you buy this was for your work.
This is for my work. Yeah. Now guess what? And I know what he did. Bill Cutler, he saw the truck, and he went out and got, because he asked me, what has it got on it? He was writing it down. I said, this, and this, because I figured he was going to get it for himself. He goes out and buys it for his girl, his daughter. And now, a truck that I use, I'm hauling siding, I'm hauling pipes, I'm hauling rebar, I'm hauling, at times, bags of cement. I've got a toolbox, I've got everything in this thing. And the only thing I've seen that young lady put into that truck that's bigger than her book bag is one time I seen her put, they got a St. Bernard. She put that in there. And I got money that says all she did was go down to get an ice cream cone or something like that. So what happens is gradually I begin to feel each day as I pull out of my driveway in a truck that I value, and then I see her back right out at the same time, and I got to follow her down the street. Each day minimizes my life, not my life, but it minimizes me more and more until by the end of the week. And I say this with the greatest of respect, Mr. Henry, but by the end of the week, I'm lucky if I can perform with my wife because...
Come on.
Well, I mean, no, but it goes to the very heart of...
But wait, the thing of it is you got so upset about it as you put cement in the back of this girl's truck. And you want to blame it on the illegals up at the end of the street.
We got an illegal alien problem in this country. Look at that.
That doesn't make any difference, sir. There's such a thing as justice. There's a way to deal with illegal aliens. You call the cops and tell them that there's illegal aliens up there. You're going to get these guys busted for vandalism?
Well, they've already vandalized a country that I love very much. They vandalized it by coming in here. That's the act of vandalizing. They vandalized the whole Southern California portion.
All right, let me get a phone call going here. 1-800-449-8686. Tara, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hi.
Hi, Tara.
Hi, how are you doing tonight?
I'm good. Is the gentleman there?
Yes, sir, I am.
Okay, well, first of all, this is girl's first truck. And you do have a thing to look at it as a compliment, that you had good taste, that he would be proud for his daughter to drive something around that you drove.
Tara, your name's Tara, correct?
It is
because I've got two sons, and I have young people. But I will say this to you, Tara, I would consider it a compliment if Bill himself was driving the truck. If he said, "Well, I'm going to get that," and then I saw another band going, and he goes off. And
what does he do?
I'm sorry.
What does he do for a living?
I believe he's insurance.
Well, what does an insurance guy need with a big truck?
That's not the point. I mean, the point is, it's a man when you see a man in a truck like that, you could be thinking to yourself, well, he's going someplace to pick up something.
Okay, so your basic problem is with a girl driving a truck. Not what you put
it's
in.
It's not so much a girl. It's a person, like a young person, who...
No, you're
saying
a girl.
I had to work... Just pardon my language. I had to work my ass off for this truck. And all she had to do was, you know, flip her ponytail and wink at her dad, and he goes down... And
well, you don't know that's the case. Maybe he said you're not going to get the truck unless you get good grades. You're not going to get the truck unless...
Well, you know how girls are with their dads. Hey, Daddy, I don't know. You may be right. But
exactly. This girl may have had to work her way to get this truck, and now you need to man up and go apologize.
See, right there. See, you just said that was not necessary for you to say that.
Yes, sir, it is.
Telling me to man up.
It is difficult to do the right thing. You need to do the right thing.
Ma'am, every day of my life is an effort to man up.
No, not every day of your life.
Every day of my life is an effort to man up. Every day that she goes down the driveway in that truck, I gotta cinch it up and suck on that. And
Wait. Are you telling me that every... Go ahead, Tara. I don't mean to interrupt you, but I mean, the gentleman said every day he sees this girl go down her driveway in that truck, he's got to man up then.
I got to sack up.
No, sir, you are not. You are being selfish and then wanting to blame others for your misdeed. It is disgusting.
Ma'am. You talk about my misdeed. What about the misdeed that this father is perpetrating by giving his daughter the truck that I own?
He gave his daughter a truck. It is a vehicle.
Right, but it's a Dodge 3500, the same as I got. It's got the Hemi engine, same as I got. It's got the hydroform chassis, same as I got.
Say he got her Dodge Charger with the Hemi engine.
Would you have had
a problem with that?
A car, you mean?
Yes, the Dodge...
That's what kids drive. They drive hot rods, you know.
Okay.
But I'm down.
What if he had bought her an Expedition, a huge Expedition, for her just to drive her ice cream around with?
Ma'am, I don't know what the lady's referring to.
It's a large gas guzzler. It's unsafe.
The lady's referring to something.
Well, she's just saying, what if it was an SUV?
I'm talking about a truck that a man uses to haul bags of heavy equipment.
Okay.
And here she is hauling nothing heavier. Then, forgive me, I'm being funny, but one of her fat friends. You know what I'm saying?
Hilarious.
So here's the thing that I'd say. I'm sorry about dumping the cement. I don't see why I can't just say to Bill, I think I saw a Mexican do it, and he'll deal with it himself.
No, he won't.
I think I saw a Mexican do it. All right. Tara, thank you for your call. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. We're talking with Mr. Austin Amarca from Lancaster, California. Just tell me this. We'll get some more phone calls. We got to take to a break, but I gotta ask you this: are you telling me every day you gotta sack up, as you said? Because
Mr. Henry, when a man works with his hands for a living, I've been a contractor, or I've been a craftsman, I've been a carpenter, framing carpenter, I've been a rod buster, I've been all kinds of things my whole life. But when you do manual labor, or you're a contractor, you have a truck, and you've worked your life to get yourself a truck, beautiful extended cab truck. I take my wife out to dinner in this. This is how beautiful a truck it is, okay?
Right.
And now I go down the driveway, and guess who's going down the driveway almost parallel with me, backing out every morning, is this kid, all right? That takes every bit of manhood I've got to just drop to my knees and put my lips around that, because I can tell you that is...
That's a little graphic.
What? I'm sorry?
That's a little graphic.
Well, you ask me what it takes to man up. You know, I'm as willing as the next guy to go ahead and bite down on a towel and take what I got to take, but I got to... You tell me I got to suck on a kid, a 17-year-old girl, with the same truck as me? And you say that I don't have the right to let one Mexican take the fall for it. I'm not saying the whole group of them. I don't mean the whole group that's under the tree. Just the two or the two.
Well, hold on. We'll get some more phone calls on this, because it's starting to get into an area that's making me uncomfortable. 1-800-449-8686, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Time, you know.
All right. With me is Mr. Austin Amarca. I want to get to some more phone calls. Because of the fact that the this next-door neighbor of yours, this gentleman who you've known since they moved in, the Cuthbert family, purchased for their 17-year-old daughter this Dodge Ram 3500 truck, the exact same truck that you own. Because of that, am I to understand, sir, that you've been seeing a psychiatrist?
No, that is not true, sir. No.
Are you not seeing a psychiatrist?
Yes, I am, but that is not... to put it that way, I think, is a little bit insulting to me. No, I'm not. Because he bought his daughter a Dodge 3500 Ram truck is not why I'm going to a psychiatrist. I am visiting right now with Dr. John Bowman, who is a pharmacological psychiatrist, because I've had depression. And it was exacerbated on February 18th. Which is the birthday of Janine Cuthbert. The young girl has got the Dodge 3500. But it's not because...
Were you depressed by her getting this truck?
Yes, I was, and it did require medication. But, you see, it's, for me to say that, you're going to jump to conclusions. I'm not out of my mind. I don't need a psychiatric hospital. Any man can tell you that when you back down your driveway first thing in the morning, and what you do is you put your right arm on the back of the seat and you turn slightly to your right so you can see the blind spot and see the back of your truck as you go down your driveway.
Right.
When I put my right arm on my seat every morning as I back down the driveway, as soon as I swing right, what am I looking at? Janine Cuthbert with her ponytail and the truck, and, well, I'm going to tell you this right now. I know she's backing down that driveway at the same rate of speed I am. And I pull out. I smile at her. I've never once said an unkind word to the young lady. And if it wasn't for the fact that I've got a pretty good prescription for Effexor, which I take immediately, two of them,
I'm sorry, sir, that you have that problem. I'm glad you're getting help for it. That it's been exacerbated, as you say, by this girl's truck is, I think, what we're talking about.
Well, there's nothing unusual about it. Ask any man. You drive a truck, and then you see a girl driving one, or any kid, and you ask me to man up. Like I said, I don't know of a towel that can be bit down on harder than that.
Whatever that means. All right, 1-800...
Well, I can tell you what it means, Mr. If you work for a living...
Yeah, I know. 1-800-449-8686. Here is Alicia. Alicia, hi, you're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hey, how you doing?
Very fine, ma'am. Thank you.
Well, I've been listening to this guy talk for the past 30 minutes that I've been driving him.
Everybody is, yeah.
Sir, you're ridiculous.
Is the lady talking to me, or is...
Yes, she is.
What is ridiculous?
Let me tell you why.
Do you own a truck, ma'am?
Yes, sir, I do.
Do you work? Do you do some kind of work that requires a truck?
Hey, no, I don't. I'm 17 years old. I drive a 2004.
Ma'am, don't talk to me. You're a 17-year-old kid. Don't talk to me like that.
Not a kid, sir. I'm a lot more.
17 years of age is technically still a minor, so don't talk. Don't tell me to be quiet.
Okay. So listen. I'm taking college courses in high school. I'm not your regular.
You're legally,
legally,
your parents are still responsible. If you go out and you wrap that truck around a tree, your parents are going to have to pay for it.
Thank you for being an adult. I drive a truck. My dad came from nothing. You know, he's worked his butt off to provide for my family for what we have. First of all...
You wrap that around a tree. Your father's the one that's got to bite down on a pillow.
Will you let the lady finish, please?
Get off the wrapping the truck around the tree thing, all right?
No, but if you do, your parents are financially responsible. That's all I'm telling you. That's what it means when I say you're a minor.
Obviously.
All right, well, don't act like, oh, gee, I'm an adult. You're not an adult unless you're financially responsible for something. You ain't financially responsible even for your own earrings.
All right, will you let her finish?
You're not even financially responsible for your own tampons. So that
would you watch your language and let her finish?
First of all, sorry.
Get a load of the language on this brat.
Second of all,
get a load of the language.
What I was trying to say is you're trying to accuse illegal aliens on doing something that you're doing. That is ridiculous.
Illegal aliens?
I believe that's what I heard earlier.
No, I said illegal immigrants.
Immigrants, aliens, same concept.
I don't know where you've been, but an alien is something from a science fiction book.
Is it?
An
is
immigrant.
It really? Is it really because you are really showing your intelligence?
You know, you're really showing your intelligence by sitting there and saying, I'm an adult, and you don't even know that it's your dad that's got a bite on a pillow if you wrap that truck around a tree.
Would you get off the wrapping the truck around the tree? What I'm trying
no,
to
no, no,
right
no,
now,
no, no, I'm not going to get off it. If you do that, you are not financially responsible
sir,
for that.
You're going to see
we know we get it already. We know that she's not financially responsible. We know that.
She doesn't, though.
You're
all right, fine, but whatever.
Yes, I do. You're going to see a psychiatrist right now.
Wait a minute, what do you know about the world? You don't you've never even had
a truck.
You haven't had to pay for one Kotex.
Would you shut up?
Can you get off this, please? I'm making a point if you would actually let me speak. Thanks.
I've got him on hold.
Yeah, are you still there?
Lady, get going, okay? I got him on hold. What do you want to say? Let's go.
Okay, well, first of all, you know, yeah, I'm young and I drive a truck. But that
financially responsible.
Right.
Put him on hold, will you?
You know, that gives him no right to go on here and yell and complain about another young lady driving a truck. You know, if her father can support
her. One roll of toilet paper in her hole.
If her father can support her and provide that for her, then there is no problem with it. You know, maybe she deserved it. I'm a straight
douchebag.
I have a 4.5 GPA, and I drive a brand new truck. I work my butt off for that truck.
About what I've.
Keep this man on hold. I can hear him. You're right. You're right. Everything you're saying,
Alicia,
is right. Yeah.
I listen to the show this morning. I listen to this station constantly. And, you know, I listened this morning. I'm not exactly sure who was on the morning show about the whole illegal aliens and, you know, the opinions on it. And
that's Bob and Dusty. That's the Bob and Dusty show. I listen to them all. You don't start bad-mouthing Bob and Dusty.
Oh, no. I'm not.
Because I love them. I live. Have you done that Super Bowl thing they've done yet?
No, sir, I haven't.
Man, I tell you, these two guys are the wildest. One of them, can I just say something?
Go ahead.
One of them set up a display in a supermarket. He had women going in there, how far they could push a cucumber down their throat. I thought it was crude and rude. But then I heard it, and you could hear these women going, Freaking riot.
What a jackass.
I know.
She said she listens to the show.
Bob and Dusty.
I'm sorry.
What station?
It might be them, but listen.
It's either Bob and Dusty or the Biff Garnell show. And he's not as funny. Bob and Dusty kick ass.
Well, the show I was listening to, they were talking about the whole, you know, immigrants.
What station you listening to?
106.3.
What town is you in?
I'm in Wilmington, North Carolina.
Yeah, that's Bob and Dusty and their sidekick, Yankee Billy.
Okay.
Whatever.
Well, I agree with what
Bob and Dusty and Yankee Billy.
Yeah. And anyway, Yankee Billy says, hey, ladies, you want to win Super Bowl tickets, you know, Carolina Panthers Super Bowl, if you can get this cob down your...
Yeah. All right, anyway, Alicia, thank you so much, and good girl for working your rear end off and getting good grades.
Well,
gets all your kudos, and what do I get?
You know,
make
sure the idiot knows that, you know,
idiot.
With the whole immigrant. And,
right,
you know,
you're right.
You can't act like that. You have to be open-minded. And, you know, I'm not a liberal. I really don't stick to any party.
Oh, duh.
I'm
really? Well, let's go over to, have you seen the new Vietnamese nail salon?
He's being a jackass.
Yeah, he is being a jackass.
I'm going to the Vietnamese nail salon.
Anyhow, this man...
Get rid of Zipperhead, work on your nails.
No, I cut him off the line because he really has no idea what he's talking about. Sounds very ignorant. But
thank you very much,
for letting me have
thank
some time.
You, absolutely. 1-800...
I'm serious, Mr. Randy. Have you ever heard Bob and Dusty out of 106.3 in Wilmington?
No, sir, I have not.
But they are funny. I could say the word funny from now for 3 years... And,
you know, funny how you were on the air here 45 minutes ago upset about your truck. Now you're belching, drunk, and talking about Bob and Dusty and their cucumber bit.
Yeah, because I'm finally trying to get a little bit of a bang out of life instead of all this depression about some little girl driving down the her dad's circular driveway with my truck. That's enough to tighten any man's jaws.
All right, hold on for a minute. 1-800-449-8686. This guy is upset basically, folks. Basically. Bottom line, he's got a Dodge Ram 3500 truck. He uses it for work. He's proud of it. He is a contractor. He has all of this stuff. And the young lady next door, her father bought her one. So now he's feeling, quote, emasculated that he goes to work every day in his truck and she's just going off to cheerleader practice in the same exact identical truck. This is what's hanging him up. And oh yeah, Bob and Dusty and Yankee Billy. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686.
I'm ready to eat my own guts.
The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
I'm with my attorney about it.
Well, I'm with the Mr. Austin Amarca of Lancaster, California. This gentleman owns a Dodge Ram 3500. He likes the truck immensely, likes it so much that he became resentful of the fact that a next-door neighbor bought one for his daughter. And you feel that this was such a such an insult, you poured cement into the back of her truck.
Yes, I did, sir.
And you don't feel the least bit stupid?
Of course I feel stupid. Of course I feel stupid. Yes, I do. I guess what I've been trying to do is trying to get people to understand what this means. You're absolutely right. And
well, you mentioned that you're going to blame this on the illegal immigrants working a job site up your street.
You know, Mr. Henry, whether or not I do that, or whether I go ahead and... I can't say I did it. There's no way I'm going to say I did it. There's no way.
This is why not?
Well, there's no way. I live next door to the guy. There's no way I can go over and say, by the way, I'm the one that dumped the cement in your daughter's truck. It isn't going to happen. But there are ways I can make restitution. The reason why it isn't going to happen is because it would cause bigger problems. But look, here is the...
Well, how else do you make restitution, sir? Do you want to put the money in an envelope and leave it at his front door?
Maybe. I don't know. But let me just say this. I know that what I did was wrong. What I've been trying to do for the last 2 weeks by going on to different talk shows, when I talked to when I was on the Maury Povich show, I was interviewed by the TV news here in Los Angeles. Colleen Walker interviewed me on the Channel 4. I was trying to get people to understand how much of a, you know, what it feels like for a working man to have to, you know, and I said it to Colleen Walker, and they didn't cut it out. I said, to have to suck on that every morning.
A kid going down the driveway with your car. All right.
Yeah, well, you see a kid going down your driveway, like, it's no big thing, but I can tell you, it's a big thing for anybody that cares. I guess, you know, there's not a lot of people that care. But
not a lot of people that understand. Bigger difference. 1-800-449-8686. Veronica, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Mr. Austin Amarca. Go ahead.
Hi, I just wanted to say two things. Number one,
yes, ma'am.
It's none of this gentleman's business what the other gentleman bought his daughter to drive. It's none of his business.
Why is it none of my business? Why? See, that doesn't make no sense.
Is that your daughter?
That don't make no sense.
No. It's not any of your business what anybody anybody else.
Of course
this
it is.
America.
What if it's
you
a polluting?
America, honey.
What if it's a polluting car that needs to be turned into the police?
Yeah. Pardon me?
What if it's a car that illegally pollutes and I got to call the police on it?
The only one that needs to go to jail is you for pouring cement in the flatbed.
Ma'am, don't you understand that I work with my hands? I fashion kitchen.
I don't
You're
care
a woman.
What you do,
I fashion
sir.
Kitchen
Unless
cabinets.
You paid for that car or that truck that this young lady drives. It's not your business.
Did you hear that one young lady that called in and said, I'm 17, I'm an adult, and she told me to pound it six ways to sunset, and I had to sit and listen to it, and I told her, you know what, you're not even an adult. You're not financially responsible.
Well, guess what? I'm 52 years old, okay? And I don't think you should be talking to a young lady that age in the manner that you have either.
What did I say?
I'll tell you the truth. I think you're in some serious need of psychiatric help.
Get a load of you. I'm talking to some 17-year-old kid, and you say I can't correct her and tell her to have some respect?
You were saying...
No, you cannot. Just like you're voicing the fact that this young lady doesn't deserve a truck.
You think I belong in a nut house? Is that what you're saying?
Just because it's the same truck you drive?
You think I belong
That's
in a nut wagon?
Insane.
Are you telling me they should come for me with a butterfly net? Is that what you're trying to tell me?
All I'm trying to tell you is it's none of your business what this young lady is driving. And another thing I want to say to you.
Yeah?
How old are you?
Wouldn't you like to know?
How old are you?
Well, you
I'm 41.
It really doesn't matter. The reason I
you're hot for me.
All right, hold on for a minute. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686.
You know I'm gay, right?
1-800-449-8686. The Phil Henry Show is back.
I'm not going to drive one of them little trucks.
Well, what, do you want to get rid of your truck?
I'm going to have to get rid of my truck because she's not going to get rid of hers, so I got to get rid of mine, and I got to get a bigger truck. And all that's going to do is pollute, suck more gas out of the ground, and more men die in Iraq.
Hold on for a minute. Marion, hi, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead, ma'am.
I understand that this is a 41-year-old gentleman, and I don't understand why he's trying to compete with a 17-year-old girl.
No, no. Why is she competing with me? That's a better question.
She's not competing with you.
How do you know? I got the truck, and then she got it.
You know why?
See?
Why are you?
See, that's
so
I beat you right out of the gate. I beat you right out of the gate on that one.
Why?
I beat you right out of the gate
on
that
one.
Phil Henry, 1-800-449-8686.